Spring is in the air, and it's the season for growth and new experiences in your career. Explore the country with rewarding travel assignments through Arias Medical Group. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's ariusmedical.com.
This is the PT Pinecast. A podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer. Bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pinecast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
The next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Our next guest is a professor and chair of physical therapy at the University of South Alabama DPT program, teaching neuroscience and neuromuscular rehabilitation since 1992. His career path was a bit contorted, completing an MD degree in 1986 and a year of internship. Then feeling a call to pursue something with more significant patient connection, he ended up going back to PT school. He's been an active in APTA Education Section, Academy of Neurologic PT, Pediatric Session, and is currently Vice President of the APTA Alabama Chapter. He is the author and editor of an upcoming comprehensive evidence-based lifespan neurological rehabilitation textbook organized around the patient management model and ICF model. He's received his university's Excellence in Teaching Award, Service Award, and in 2013, he was named one of the 50 outstanding faculty from the university's 50-year history. Up next in the PT Pinecast, Dennis Fell. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure.
So last time we talked, we kind of had a quick version. Where were we? Miami?
Yes.
I think we were, the conferences.
Student conclave.
I mean, now I'm starting to get it because I've been to more than a handful conferences. This convention center, we're in San Antonio, CSM. This looks like other convention centers.
Exactly.
They start to blur together and you're like, I turned to somebody a minute ago. I said, what time is it? Because it feels like Vegas in here. There's no sunlight in a convention center. So yeah, we met National Student Conclave in Miami, and I alluded to it in your introduction a second ago, but that's a cool background, and I like the why. And I want you to just talk about that for a second in case people didn't really grasp that. Why did you switch from being an MD to saying, I'm going to go back to school again and do more of that after completing your degree in a year of internship?
Yeah.
Why'd you go back to be a PT?
So my wife was a PT. So as I was going through my internship year, I liked the patient contact that I had, but the significance of it was not there.
Okay.
As far as the depth of, I would see people for 10 minutes. And then it would be time for them to get their medicine and go on their way. And there were some patients that I had continuity with, but I would hear stories from her at the dinner table about how wonderful it was to really get into people's lives and encourage them to be able to regain skills that they didn't have before or be able to do something without pain again. And that part really intrigued me. And at the same time, I was feeling some angst about how I connected with medicine. And I think part of it was my personality.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult for me to leave mentally the hospital setting when I physically left.
And tough to leave it behind, you mean, you know? I mean,
right.
You're seeing a lot, I imagine.
Right. And it was in peds, so, you know.
Even harder.
Very sick kids in
yeah.
the ICU.
Oh, man.
And I knew that there were people there, other residents who would be taking good care of them. It wasn't that I didn't think they would be cared for, but just difficult to emotionally leave that behind.
Sure, sure.
So the combination of all that, I took a year leave of absence to kind of decide what I was going to do. Taught piano lessons and violin lessons for a year.
Yes.
To figure out what I was going to do.
And that's cool.
Ended up going back to PT.
I think that's a great story, especially one to share that. And I do something weird too, did radio to PT. And we were obviously drawn to the same thing, which is a human connection. And we wanted to be able to help. And you were in medicine. You were helping, but you wanted to do it just in a different form. And then you were, I'm going to say, smart enough and bold enough to say, I'm going to step back. Because a lot of people, after you've gone through that, I imagine, I'm sure some people looked at you like you were crazy or asked you, well, what are you thinking? Why are you possibly doing that?
You were there, it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, people were like, I had the job I wanted since I was 10 years old being on the radio. But I wanted, kind of, when you're saying that, I'm like, yeah, I'm nodding along with you because I just wanted something a little more. I wanted to have a connection. And I talked to a lot of people and talked with a lot of people. So I had a human connection, but
yeah.
Wanted something different. Sounds like you were, you know, pretty similar. So that's cool. Want to talk about global physical therapy. How is it going global? How are you helping it go global?
I've always been interested in travel and people from other cultures. And so I've been to every WCPT conference since 1995.
Oh, I want to go to that so bad. We talked to Emma Stokes yesterday.
Yeah.
I want to go to South Africa.
It's
going to
be great.
Are you going to this one?
I have to go, yeah. I'll be there.
All right, fine.
So I'll see you there.
All right.
To be in that environment, and that was really one of my early experiences. The people at those conferences, similar to this, not as big as CSM, but still a lot of people, a big exhibit hall. But the uniqueness is to be able to walk through the lobby and hear people speaking.
French, Spanish, Korean,
everything. And many people, like especially from the African countries and from Nepal, and they'll come to the opening ceremonies in their native dress, whatever their country.
It's the UN of PT. I've said that before.
It's really just a fabulous experience.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool to hear. I had Sharon Dunn and Emma Stokes at the same time on the same couch over a beer. And it was cool to hear how the U.S. is kind of a little microcosm in terms of, you know, you have the APTA, and then you have the state chapters, and you have the SIGs, even smaller, and you have the WCPT, and you have member organizations from different countries.
Right.
And, like, just to put in perspective, we're knocking on the door of 100,000 APTA members, which is fantastic. But then Emma pointed out there are sections of the APTA, even special interest groups of the APTA, that are larger than some countries' member organizations.
Right.
It makes you go, oh, man, we really do bring a lot of things together, and that's fantastic. What else can and should we be doing in terms of global physical therapy? What should that term be leading to?
Well, there's certainly a growing interest in international service, especially with students. We see that a lot.
Haiti. I went to Costa Rica.
Right. We need to give people that experience because I believe that there's value in what we can offer and value that we gain as we go to serve.
I got way more out of my trip than I gave. I mean, I like to think I helped a little bit, but I definitely got a different perspective.
Right. There's a little bit of controversy about it, too. Just if you look at the literature and if you talk to people who are in global health, some people tend to go into those situations strictly for what they receive.
Right.
But I think if we're very careful to make sure that we're providing a genuine service, that the services that are provided by students are well supervised, since they're not licensed here yet, we wouldn't want to just set somebody loose to do whatever they want to do. So I think we have to guard against some of those things. And also the other part is to make sure that we're doing something to help with the continuity of care too. Just to parachute in, provide some services,
and then leave,
and people don't know what to do to follow
up. Right, so
up.
Education is important there as well, leaving something behind in terms of knowledge.
Exactly.
And experience.
So maybe caregivers or staff people in a clinic or a hospital that you can say, here's how we do this technique and this is why.
So you went to a different country and did some international work. Where'd you go?
I've been with students to Dominican Republic and to Trinidad. We've had four different trips in our university that have become interprofessional over the last 3 years. So we have medical students, nursing students, PA students that handle kind of the medical side. And then we have PT and OT students, and audiology has gone a couple of times.
Cool.
So we are able to offer some rehab as well as medical care.
Yeah.
So triage up front and then figure out who's the best team
who's
to address.
Who's the best person to send them to.
What their problem
what
is.
What about your sabbatical in South Korea? What's that like?
That was really a fabulous experience. You got to know that I'm a homeboy. I grew up in Mobile, Alabama. I went to high school all the way there. I did all three of my degrees at the University of South Alabama. I work at the University of South Alabama for 25 years now. So I've lived in Mobile my whole life, except for some small clinical internships in Jackson, Mississippi, and Lexington, Kentucky. But other than that, I'm a Mobile guy. And so we met some students who came to the University of South Alabama to study English as a second language. My wife is a volunteer conversation partner, and so we sometimes establish significant friendships with some of those students. And there were two young ladies in particular who came to study English. They were there for a year, They were young professionals already, and we really got to be good friends with them. They went on vacation. Every time we went on vacation, they were with us. We did things on the weekends. We would cook together evenings during the week sometimes, and became really good friends. And when they left at the end of that year, it was difficult for
sure,
us
I
because
bet.
It was such a strong friendship. And they were very gracious and said, now you must come and visit us. We want you to meet our families, and my parents want to meet. So we were excited about that, and I went to do that. Our very first trip, I did contact the KPTA, Korean Physical Therapy Association,
yeah.
by email from the WCPT website, and just said, I'm a professor at the University of South Alabama. I'm going to be vacationing. I'd love the opportunity just to meet a faculty member and see what a PT program is like.
What does PT look like there?
It's very different. It's still very, very prescriptive. It's a bachelor's degree.
Okay.
And the care that they provide, I think they're very knowledgeable, but within the medical system, it's very prescriptive from the physician who tells them exactly what
right.
service they
so
should
So they're more an operator. Here, yes. you do this, then go yeah. do it.
More like a technician.
Right.
They have plans, though, to change that. It's definitely in the agenda of KPTA to advance that, to
right.
become more autonomous in their practice as well.
And they've got to get there with education, though, right? I mean, that's the same way we, you know, move right. from the master's to the doctorate is the same way we're saying now we can be autonomous because we've solved all the things that other professions within the healthcare system said, well, you can't do this because your education doesn't
right.
say you can do this, and we changed that. So they're probably in a similar situation.
And they have a lot of capability. There are a number of programs there who have advanced master's in PT degree and advanced PhDs in physical therapy specifically. There are programs in every one of the large cities that are already training PhD PTs. So they're equipping themselves to be able to train at that level. Legislatively will be the next big jump for them.
Cool. All right. Want to take a quick break, and when we come back with Dennis Fell, I want to do three questions from our sponsors, RAS Medical Staffing, and I want to get into building international collaborations, what that means, how a PT listening to this show can get involved with something like that, and why they should. Back in 60 seconds on the PT Podcast. Don't move.
Like what you hear? Leave us a review on iTunes. It's not like our moms can keep giving us 5 stars every day. Or can they?
Do you treat patients with chronic pain, recurring sports injuries, or posture issues? Then check out Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Stickier, stretchier,
and superior to competing tapes. Rock Tape stays on through any activity
for up to 7 days.
Physical therapists qualify for medical pricing. Get started at rocktape.com/start. Rock Tape also offers CEUs nationwide, so you can learn how to use the world's best tape
with cutting-edge, evidence-informed techniques
while earning the continuing education credits you need.
Get started at rocktape.com.
Spring is in the air. It's the season for growth and new experiences in your physical therapy career. Explore the country with healthcare staffing agency Arias Medical Group. You'll find rewarding travel and full-time career opportunities nationwide. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To speak with a recruiter, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. Back in the PT Podcast with Dennis Fell. You can follow him on Twitter at DFellNeuroPT. And we actually wound up crossing paths on Twitter once at Student Conclave before we talked, because I wound up sitting next to you. I was charging my phone on the floor during a presentation, so I was at like eye level with your socks, and I remember I took a picture. I was like, check this dude's socks out, and he's like wild and crazy socks, and I tweeted it, and I wound up getting a response from one of your students, and like, that's my professor, he wears crazy socks. And what are your socks now?
Today I'm wearing black socks with colorful bow ties.
Bow tie. And you've also got the bow tie rocking right now.
I have the bow tie, yeah.
I'm actually doing a solid for a guy by the name of Mike Eisenhart. He's got a program called Free the Yoke. You
nice.
Should check that out. And he said, if I give you these socks, you got to wear them. So I said, fine, we'll wear the Free the Yoke socks. So there, I said, and I'll talk about them on the show at some point. So there you go with Free the Yoke.
Excellent.
Three questions from Arias Medical Group, our sponsor. You said you're a homebody, you're homeboy. But where, if you got a chance to go for a short rotation and be a PT anywhere in the U.S., where's somewhere you wouldn't mind visiting?
the mountains of Colorado.
Yeah.
I love the mountains anywhere.
Can't beat that. Yeah. I like it. Second question, what's something you've currently reading or maybe recently read that really inspired you?
This is going to sound really nerdy.
I like it. I like it already.
You know, there are just the whole body of literature about motor learning and seeing the impact that we can have if we really engage people. I'm thinking about neurologic patients particularly. To really engage them and get them to buy into their own care. Thinking about self-efficacy, do they think they can get better? Do they think they can do their home program? And the more we can get them to buy into that, the more they're going to improve, just because the dosing is increased.
I think motor learning might be the official buzzword for the CSM, because I kind of cherry pick. We're here at booth 924 with Arias, and when people come up and say, hey, you know, I listened to the show, and we give them, you know, some swag and stuff like that, my question is always like, what are you excited to see this weekend? What have you presentation have you already seen or are you waiting to see? And motor learning has come up more than anything else, even from people who are not in neuro, people who are sports PT students all over the place.
Exactly.
Motor learning, I'm like, cool, I better get to one of these so I don't miss out. So that's cool. Third question is, who's someone in the field of physical therapy that you want to name drop? Somebody who's doing great work that everybody else should seek out.
I'm going to mention my roommate here at CSM. His name is Dr. Alan Lee.
Okay.
He's in California. And he's really the national leader in telemedicine, tele-rehab, being able to provide physical therapy care from a distance using
technology.
A variety of technology.
I mean, you know, look what we're doing right now. We're standing next to a soundboard with some headphone microphones and this little recorder device that I'll plug into a laptop and be able to send this voice recording anywhere in the world. And now you can do it with healthcare. I mean, I think that the technological ability to leverage the technology is I don't think that I'm wrapping my head fully around where it can go. So that's cool.
He's on the cutting edge. He's done things distance in Alaska, distance in Mexico from the U.S., and wading through the legislative issues related to that.
And there's a lot of them.
How does the licensure impact, and what can a person do? And so he's really on the cutting edge.
He
was one of the speakers at the APTA's four-step conference.
That's cool. All right, you're off the hot seat for three questions right now. I want to talk about building international collaborations. What can someone who's actually listening right now, why should an international collaboration matter to them, and what can they do about it?
Well, I think either as a clinician, as a student, as faculty member, as a researcher, as a teacher, regardless of what role you're in, there's just a richness that comes from interacting and learning from people in other cultures. For me, it actually started primarily through those WCPT conferences, and then most recently when we went to Korea for the year in 2010. I can't tell you how many things have grown from that, and it all started with just that simple email to the organization, and they responded, and they sent me, you know, like within 20 minutes, somebody from Korea at Daegu University had emailed me and said, we'd love to have you come visit our program. And then we ended up Skyping, and things just developed. And in that Skype, they said, well, while you're here, why don't you give a lecture to our students this day? And it just keeps growing. And so I've made some wonderful friends. We've had two Korean professors who came to our university on their sabbaticals as visiting international professors in the last 5 years. And that's a great opportunity to get to know them better. And
But how'd that start? One little email.
Yeah.
You know, and just email was just a question, or, you know, hey, can I just come and check you out? You know, we're so far apart, and we're so different, and yet we have this one thing in common, which is PT. Hey, can I just come take a look? And they, of course, jumped on it because, I mean, that'd be cool. Someone called me and asked me if they wanted to, you know, if I had a chance to interact with an international PT. Yeah.
Sure.
Especially someone from somewhere so different as South Korea. It's just cool.
And you never know. Could be somebody that you bump into in the exhibit hall
here
at APTA, because there are international PTs that come here. There were a group of Puerto Rican students who were at CSM.
Mm-hmm. I remember those guys.
Student Conclave in Miami. So you just never know who you're going to bump into and what might develop from
that. All right, you spent a year in South Korea. What's the best Korean dish? What's the food you like?
Oh, I love bibimbap.
Which is what?
That's their fried rice.
Okay.
You can put a variety of different things in it. And then I guess my very favorite, though, is bulgogi, which translated literally means fire meat.
Uh-oh.
And so it's barbecue. It's their version of barbecue, and it's just amazing.
That's cool.
We love the food. It's very, some of it is very spicy, and so I had to avoid some of those in the extremes.
Yeah, I would be avoiding that too.
They will say to you that the best heat in food is when it makes you break out in a sweat.
I can't handle it.
Have a little tear come out of your
eye.
I can't
handle it. I can already feel it on my tongue.
And lose your breath just a little bit.
I don't want to experience any of those things. You're very, very deeply involved with not just the APTA overall, but a bunch of different sections, neuro, pediatrics, education. Let me just let you talk to the audience about why is that important and why should people get more involved?
Well, the APTA is us. Without PTs who are members and without members who are active, nothing's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so if we want to accomplish things to advance our profession, if we want to advance things legislatively, we have to all get involved to make sure that it's moving in that direction.
But the cost. That's what a lot of people, that's the most frequent excuse or reason for why I don't belong. I don't get enough out of how much it costs to belong. What do you say to that?
Yeah, and there are so many things that are intangible. Like in Alabama, we just got direct access for the first time a year ago.
Wouldn't have happened.
And without the APTA there and the local Alabama chapter being right there in Montgomery, it wouldn't have happened. All the things related to reimbursement that have come through in the past 2 years has largely been driven by APTA, and that is strengthening the base that's going to allow companies to hire PTs. So it's really our jobs, but more than that, it's really about doing the right thing. And if we really want to embrace the profession and help propel it forward, then we all need to take a role. And some people are going to have big roles, and some people are going to have smaller roles. But everybody needs to be engaged in some way. And it starts with membership, but then it also has to grow into service.
Yeah. It was stressed upon us at Marymount University to go to to at least one national conference. That's all they really wanted us to do. But it was really also said, look, go to a local, a state, and then one of the national conferences. And if you still don't want to be a member after attending those three things, local, state, and a national, you probably don't belong. But if you're not invested in your own profession after going to three of those things, especially a national conference, one of the big three, you're going to recognize the value of belonging, and you're going to see it. It's going to become, as you said, it's going to be tangible. It's not going to be intangible anymore. You're going to see it, you're going to feel it when you're walking around and talking with people from all over this profession.
Right. And the APTA does a great job of communicating what has been accomplished, but those emails only go to APTA members.
Right.
So the ones who really need to hear it. Yeah.
I like that a lot. All right. So every episode that we record is a pint. And before we're done with pints, we do shots.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum. Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at optumfellowship.com.
So, parting shot of wisdom. What's something you want to leave the audience with to think about going forward after this CSM here in San Antonio?
I see so much potential in young people. Just as I've been so engaged with students through the student conclave and through the neurology section, and there's just a new dynamic in the students that are graduating these days with entrepreneurship and wanting to have a significant impact. And what I see is that needs to rub off on some of the older generations to realize that regardless of how old we are, there's a role that we can play.
Yeah.
And my parting shot would be to say to all those students, to all those graduates of my program, to all of those professionals around the country that aren't engaged, to start off doing your small part. And then some of us are getting older, and so the roles that we have now are going to need to be filled by people that are younger, mm-hmm. especially 10, 15, 20, 50 years from now.
Got to step up.
I would just encourage everybody to just look at themselves, realize their potential. I already said I'm a homeboy. I'm also a wallflower. And so it's not my natural thing to step out and do something, mm-hmm. but when other people encourage you to do something, and when you see the potential that, yeah, that's a role I can take. And then when you step into that, then you see potential for yourself to move into something beyond that. And I've been very blessed to be able to experienced many of those things, and I'm not finished yet. I'm still working.
Good.
And I still want to serve and encourage others to do that.
Good. I like that very much. I mean, two examples of talking to students and saying, hey, go do that unorthodox thing or go think outside the box. Two, real quick, Jim Hafner has a website called thestudentphysicaltherapist.com. It was a resource that I used when I was in school, special tests and just fantastic. It was a resource. He made it while he was a student. And guys, we had standing right here just not long ago, three students from USC have an Instagram account with more than 100,000 followers now, and they just show people how to do exercise.
Wow.
I mean, if that's not our profession, right there in a nutshell, done by students, I don't know what is. And I think, you know, the guys, the prehab guys who have the Instagram account, they brought up, people kept telling us what we're doing is unorthodox. I said, great. Means you found something. Nobody's
exactly.
Doing it. Keep at it and see if you've really got something. I'm glad those guys, you know, Jim and the prehab guys have done that, because I think they're examples of what you were just talking about. Go, because the profession is not going to always be there for to tell you where to go. Eventually, you're going to be the top of the profession. You've got to drive the bus.
Exactly.
At DFEL Neuro PT. Appreciate you coming on the show again and sharing some knowledge with us.
Always a pleasure.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO, Jimmy McKay,
with executive producer Rachel German from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
And CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Podcasting. It's a great way to reach a huge audience. We're portable, free to download, and can be heard across the planet. Here on the PT Pinecast, we can paint a picture for your company to help spread your message to physical therapists across the world. With our show, we can put pictures into people's minds. Here, let me show you what I mean. Like if I push this button right here, I can take you back to the Jurassic era when T-Rex roamed the earth. And when I click on this,
I'm behind the wheel of a race car, driving fast and turning left. Shake it back, boys.
We paint pictures with sound and can paint a picture of your company on our show that'll leave an impression. To have us paint for you and spread your message to PTs across the world, contact us online at ptpinecast.com. Let's see what this button does.